Got it. Okay, this is where a lot of mayhem occurs. So because the teeny tiny lady's got to get in here. We got to get the horse-drawn carriage has to come in, Sherry. And then we got to open the phones. So this is just nutty stuff. So here's what happens. First of all, the wooden wagon brought in the teeny tiny lady in the pickle jar. She comes rolling in there. And as you see, well... Hold on, teeny. Get the phone lines up. Who's got to open the know-it-all quiz? Oh, get the microphone close in there. Let's listen.
I eat new foods all the time.
Cheeseburger, 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 four Pepsi, two cheese.
Yum.
Cheeseburger, 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 two Pepsi, one cheese.
Thank you.
There we go. All right, now diving into the. All right, now this is not news. This is you getting on the radio. This is how Sherry got her start. She was a know-it-all quiz winner. Now look at her. She's like a co-host on Fridays, not getting paid.
There you go. Look where it can go.
Look at that. 1-888-973. This is how we discover people. 1-888-973-5476. Get on the phone to get on the air to start your fabulous career in broadcasting today. Learn how to cover one of your ears and change the sound of your voice to make you sound like you're having a better time than you actually are. 1-888-973-5476. 1-888-973-5476. Don't get on the phone to play some to win prizes as Jacob tries to really oversell it by referring to it as a grab bag of Cairo stuff, I think is the way. Is that how he described it, Sherry?
I think he said it was a prize pack.
A prize pack. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A prize of Cairo swagger.
Oh.
No, not swagger.
Yeah.
No,
that's what it is.
No.
I think it's just swag.
Swag. Swagger is when you open the prize pack and it's full of swag, then you walk around with a swagger.
Swagger.
But the swag is what it's known as. So it's just a bunch of junk. You're not calling up to win the prize. We don't want the prize pigs, as they know in the radio business. We want the people that really want a career in broadcasting, as Sherry got her career by calling and winning the know-it-all quiz. 1-888-973-5476. Really simple. Here's the way we do it. We ask you five questions of stories we covered all week, and the theme this week is, what did the CEO of the Mariners actually say? So if you're familiar with that story, we will give you five questions in order to break into the world of broadcasting. 1-888-973-5476. And to and this is normally where Jacob comes in and yells, give the number again, no one's calling. He's got the most depressed look on his face when he does that, but I can't see it, so I'll just assume the phones are ringing off the hook. Is that the case?
They are ringing off the hook right now.
All right, you're a big liar. All right, Sherry, I don't know where they are in Virginia. Have they started to go back to school? The kids going back there?
Yeah, it's still the hybrid thing, you know, that they have everywhere in the country where they go back a couple of days a week. But, they're starting to go back slowly.
I see. Well, in the great state of Washington, some of them are starting to go back. We had heard news that the Eastlake High School will not be going back for the rest of the year. So the kids get a chance to really enjoy that really stimulating type of education that occurs while you're sitting on your bed, half listening, playing a video game or talking to your friends. So others will be going back. Q13 follows
up. Sixth graders were greeted with balloons and upperclassmen as they made their way into Harbor Ridge Elementary Thursday morning for the first time.
I'm really excited. I'm in seventh grade, so I'm not coming back today, but I'm coming back next week.
Student safety is a top priority, says the district.
And we have no more than 16 in a classroom, and actually that's rare. Often it's lower than 15.
Each kid must complete a survey before stepping foot inside. Video sent to families show what the check-in process looks like.
It's going to look really different, though.
This mom's eighth grader returns to campus in Gig Harbor next week, but she worries students will see changes more radical than they expect.
Pretty creepy, to be honest.
You're going to receive a number from your teacher that will tell you what desk you'll be sitting at to have your lunch.
Staffers at Goodman Middle describe how lunch breaks will look a lot different than before, but that eighth grader mom worries.
Oh, that's going to be awful. Yeah. When you're in seventh grade or whatever grade you're in, and you have to sit next to somebody that you don't want to sit next to when it comes to lunch, and somebody eats and they got the weird habits and That lunchtime is your chance to just, that's where you bond, right? So they're going to give you a number. You don't think those, the teacher's going to be like, you know, Billy and Susie, they let them sit together and then let those. No, it's gonna, I guess it's going to be random. So you can be sitting next to some kid who's eating a tuna fish sandwich, got way too much mayonnaise. And let me add this, the kid's got braces, and he never brushes his teeth. So the cereal from this morning is still in there with him because he had Raisin Bran, and he likes mostly the raisins. So he's got the raisins jammed in between the wires, and now he is adding a layer of tuna on top.
Kids will manage to eat without talking to classmates.
The desks are lined up 6 feet apart. You get a number, and then you go to the desk that corresponds to that number, and you sit down with your lunch. And they said no chit-chatting. Like,
we've taken a very cautious approach.
By the way, in the story, when you watch it on Q13, that mom is like the voice of reason. I'm sure they probably had to edit her pretty hard because she's like, I don't see this working.
Coming back to school, we spent the first semester in a remote learning atmosphere. And then we came back January 26th.
At Wenatchee High School, kids faced the music from inside a small tent. The principals.
Okay, by the way, this story, this part of this story has gone viral. Explain to everybody, Sherry, where these kids are playing these musical instruments.
Yeah, so they're playing these musical instruments during band class. So they're in they're in a green boy in the plastic bubble tent. So, I mean, it's like a zip-up little tent. It looks as if all of them can barely fit in there. I mean, it's just they're just crowded in there. And I saw this last night on the national news, and it was talking about the tuba player, of course, who can barely fit in. The tuba can barely fit in there. Can you imagine, A, the claustrophobia, and B, the smell? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the smell. Having been one of those kids who never cleaned his saxophone, and you would eat lunch and then you would have band practice and you'd be blowing bits of soft pretzel into the mouthpiece. And then it got to the point where I could smell this. I'd open the saxophone case and normally that smell of like wax that they have in the thing.
Yeah.
But then it was overpowered. And then I was like, it was such a strange sort of phenomenon. I didn't want to take the reed off and look at the mouthpiece because I had not cleaned it in so long that I was better off not knowing what type of brown and green and purple
Goop.
Furry stuff was growing inside the thing. You know, I was better off just not knowing. I was just going to go on smell alone.
Following your nose. I played the clarinet, and I sort of had the same problem where I can still to this day taste that reed, you know, and it's been how many years since I've touched a clarinet. But these little tents are crazy.
Each one of them, they're in their own tent. Understand? By the way, the tents themselves, what are they for? They can't be for band. And they seem to be too small. You wouldn't want to go camping in them because everybody has their own little tent. It doesn't even look like you can lay down, right? Just sort of stand up in
the district collaborated with local health officials who say the tents can help the band play on, but it doesn't work everywhere.
I mean, we are not putting these in every classroom, so I don't want anybody to think out there that this is the solution to having more kids in a classroom. Because that I don't think that would work. But in this scenario, it's worked really well.
Oh, good. By the way, they need to cut holes in the bottom of the tent so that the kids can still do marching band.
Can you imagine all these green tents just marching in unison? If they could get
forming
up and
now
walk.
Forming now a giant mayonnaise jar on the middle of the field. There they are. All right, one last question for you before we say goodbye to this. When you played the clarinet, was there one song that deep in your heart you couldn't wait for the band instructor to sort of give it? Okay, let's let them have this one. Let's unload this one on them, and then because who's ever standing around watching? Was there one song you're like, yes, let's play that one?
No, I don't remember, and I was terrible. I could play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I know that.
Oh yeah,
and then
you're bad.
I was so bad at it that I just ended up faking it. You know, I just sort of moved my fingers around and pretended to blow in it, but I really couldn't play at all. I was awful. And the only reason I did it was because my sister played the clarinet, and I got the hand-me-down clarinet, so I had to play the clarinet.
Ugh. Yeah, you were horrible then.
I know.
Two songs I wanted: Mars Albert's Feelings, because nothing sounds better than playing Feelings in a 4/4 march. You know, Feelings? Feelings.
Sure.
Whoa, whoa. And it was like, meet, 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 meet. That was my part. Always had harmony to saxophone. Or Star Wars. When you do the theme from Star Wars, it was like, oh, that was, we were really sailing at that one. That, those two just brought the house down. I remember when we said to that lady, we marched to the St. Paddy's Day parade, I said to Sister Honora, will we be allowed to use our lyre? The lyre is the thing that hooks on and you can have your all of your music on it.
Yeah.
And she said, yes, you will have your lyres. And then she said, but I want everybody to memorize all the songs. And I kept thinking, well, if we got the lyres, what are we memorizing, right?
Sure.
So I went the easy way. I had the lyre, had all the music on the thing, turned the right-hand turn onto Broad Street, Philadelphia, marching in the St. Paddy's Day Parade. A huge gust of wind comes around past City Hall and blows all of my music off.
Oh, no.
I have no music, but the only song I have memorized is the theme from MASH, which I proceeded to play for 4.5 miles, disregarding what the rest of the band was playing, because there's no way I'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning putting on that uniform with long underwear on and not blowing that horn somehow. And if you listen closely, hear this?
That's you?
Ma, this is high F.
Wow.
Ma, D, F, G.
Wow.
And then A, B, A, B, A, B. Everybody, get out your saxophones. Eat a self pretzel.
Yeah. It's uncanny. I thought I was at the parade. Amazing.
Kid next to me is like, what are you playing? We're playing Irish Eyes. I said, listen, when Irish eyes are smiling, ba-na-na-na-na-na. Now, go back. Play Suicide Is Painless again. You'll hear the similarities. Ready? Suicide Is Painless again. Here we go. Cue it up. Here we go. Coming out of a dead dog dedication.
Okay.
Here we go. Did anybody still there? Can anybody play Suicide? Okay. Ma-na-na-na. Ready? Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then go, and then Cherry, now you sing the part from Irish Eyes. Go.
Oh, I don't know it.
Never mind. Moving on.
I'm sorry.
You failed. Lousy clarinets. All right, thank you. That's enough.
Sorry.
By the way, Woody Allen is back in the news again. Woody apparently is still battling Mia Farrow and still battling. There's a movie that is coming out talking all about Woody. Whether that Woody had actually sexually assaulted his own daughter. I mean, this thing has been going on for years and years and years. Woody Allen tries to come up with a new movie every 2 years. He's kind of the hashtag Me Too thing. And Woody has been sort of not exactly welcomed anywhere he goes anymore. But there's a new twist to it, apparently, speaking of songs, that there is a song that will now somehow allow Woody off the hook.
Yeah, so it's a really weird thing. Mia Farrow was married to Andre Previn, and he had a wife named Dory. And Dory really fell apart when he had the affair with Mia Farrow and broke up their marriage. So she wrote a bunch of songs, and one of them that she wrote was called In the Attic, okay? And so she believes that Mia Farrow used to sing this song and that Mia Farrow got the idea of Woody Allen allegedly sexually abusing his daughter in the attic from this song. And he has alluded to this in a couple of interviews, and he's also alluded to it in his book. He wrote a book.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's very weird.
So the new HBO documentary coming out, Woody versus
it's Allen versus Farrow.
And,
yeah.
So in this case, here's the song that this person is saying that Mia Farrow got this idea
from. With my daddy in the attic, with my daddy in the attic, that is where my dark attraction lies. With his madness on the nightstand, placed beside his loaded gun. In the terrifying nearness of his eyes.
Everybody.
With no window spying neighbors and no husbands in the future. Do we dream upon our attic?
Catchy.
Not exactly going to be the song for the mommy daddy dance or the father daughter dance at a wedding.
Live on peanut butter, spread the grass of salted crackers, and he'll play his clarinet when I despair.
See, he plays a clarinet.
Oh, my God. And all of that adds up to Woody Allen not being guilty, and Mia Farrow got all of the story from that catchy song.
Well, this is the alleged abuse took place in an attic in Mia Farrow's house, and that's where he's saying she got the inspiration for all of this. It's all being dredged up again in this documentary. It's like a 4-part documentary. Woody Allen has come back and said, you know, this is completely false, but he has been alienated by Hollywood. But he's 85 years old, so I don't know how many movies he's got left in him.
Mm. Huge Woody Allen fan am I. My brother is as well. And I got a chance to meet Woody Allen. And then when he was introduced at the Seattle Film Festival, and the people at The Stranger hated the fact, and everybody in the theater hated the fact that I, the guy from Evening Magazine, you know, a complete numbskull, empty-headed, you know, pretty boy with a large collection of sweaters, very androgynous, that why was I introducing Woody Allen? I don't deserve to stand in his shadow, which there was not much of a shadow. He's very short. But even the Stranger, the newspaper, like, took it apart that they were so disgusted I was there, right? Did you see that article? I couldn't even bring myself to read it. Did you see it, Sherry? This is going back from like 20 years ago or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But the other part of it was that, you know, how the mighty have fallen. It's that Woody Allen is now doing this interview and doing this whole thing at a multiplex, and that was the thing of it. I mean, your part was sort of incidental. You know, it wasn't that, but
I was part of the example of the fact that. John Curley's introducing you is like part of the beginning of the end.
Well, I just think that it was a snarky kind of article anyway about how Woody Allen, you know, and the movie that he was promoting was The Curse of the Jade Scorpion. So it was kind of like, did anybody see that movie?
I don't know, but I loved meeting him, and I got a chance to tell him that he is the reason that my brother is married to Robbie, because I explained to him that my brother would go on two dates. Third date, he'd take the girl back to his house, and then he would he'd play this for them.
With my daddy in the attic.
No, he would.
Never play that again.
He would play Annie Hall. And my brother said, there's three jokes in there that I need the girl to laugh at. He never told the girl. And if she didn't laugh at all three of them, then he never dated her again. So I told Woody Allen that story. He seemed to like it, I guess, in his own weird neurotic way. And then my brother ended up marrying Robbie because she laughed heartily at each one of those scenes.
It worked. Are they still married?
It works. Yes, they are. Happily.
Ah, okay.
Happily. Yep, yep, yep. The one scene that she had to laugh at was the lobsters got lost. There's that scene. And then Christopher Walken on the bed. I shouldn't give you these three because if my brother and Robbie ever get divorced, the women will know, oh, I should laugh at those. You know, I'm not going to give you the third one. You're on your own.
Okay.
All right, there we go. All right.
Too much help.
All right, here we go. This is the Know-It-All Quiz. Sherry, get ready for the Know-It-All Quiz. First, we'll have to get a contestant that is willing to be able to try to answer. I don't know. We'll ask you four questions. Normally, it's five, but Jacob didn't write the fifth one. But we don't need to get into that. We'll talk about that afterwards the show, Jacob. Get ready. Let's meet our contestant now. Oh, boy. Her name is Margot. She lives in Tacoma. She's been a realtor for 44 years. She has 4 kids. And she wants to advertise the condo she's got listed in Point Ralston. But we tried to explain to her that's not how it works. How it works. How it works. Point Ralston is, you can live, work, play, and dine all right there in Point Ralston, in Tacoma. They've got apartments and condos and townhouses. And wouldn't everybody have a fabulous time right there at Point Ralston in Tacoma? Right, Margo?
Oh, my God. My builder's going to be thrilled. Thank you.
Yes. By the way, tell him the drone shots are overused. That's just a little something from me to you, Margo. You can slip that in. You've been in it for 44 years. You don't have to worry about burning bridges, okay?
Okay. I'll pass that on.
Okay, good. All right. Well, listen, how is it the you've been, wow, 44 years as a realtor? Most people are in and out of that business in about 6 weeks, but look at you, through thick and thin, Margo.
I know. Up and down, yep.
Mm. Impressive.
Driving people around for 3 weeks, and then finally they're like, yeah, my brother-in-law, he found us a place. And you're like, I'm coming over there, and I want my money back on the gas. Do you ever do that, Margo?
That's exactly it. Now, I work on the listing side mostly, and so I let other people drive their customers to my listings.
Oh, that's why you're pushing hard. All right. Yeah. Hey, did you happen to follow the story of the Mariner CEO and the Bellevue Rotary Club? Did you follow that whole thing?
Yeah. He you seemed did. Like a real, well, anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Margo.
Nice guy.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's a friend of mine. That's why in this entire quiz all about him, I never say his name. All right. Tone and tenor changes, Margo. Get ready. You ready?
Okay.
So it's like an angry person coming in and not wanting wall-to-wall carpeting. Here we go. You ready? All righty. One of the following options is a real thing that the former Mariner CEO said during a Bellevue Rotary Club meeting. Sherry?
A. Let's face it. If I had to choose between watching baseball and watching paint dry, I'd take paint drying. When you watch it dry, you don't feel obligated to eat a hot dog. B. You might have seen my big tummy out there in left field. You would not have seen our young players, our prospects. C. Last time Mariners were in the playoffs? Anyone? Bueller? Mariners CEO got a big laugh with his Ferris Bueller reference.
Margo.
I'm going to go with the first one.
You mean B?
Yes, that's exactly what I meant. B.
Yeah, that's correct. At this point, Sherry, how many does Margo have correct?
She has one correct.
Yay!
All right. Hang on, Margo. You haven't sold the deal yet. Here we go. The Mariners' big cheese made a comment regarding third baseman Kyle Seager. Sherry?
A, he's probably overpaid. B, 2018 was tough for Kyle. Hell, Bob Seager had more hits in 2018. It's no night moves. But it is what it is.
Here we go.
I've seen him naked. I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying, as we say in baseball, ball two.
I want it to be three, but it's one. It's the first one.
It is one, yeah. By the way, writing that, I thought, I don't think that's that offensive. Moving on to three, regarding players that need a language interpreter. This comment was... I don't even know what that means. Language interpreter, this comment was made. Sherry?
A, I always say when it comes to speaking to a foreigner, just loud and slow. Loud and slow. B, I'm tired of paying his interpreter. And C, it's too bad we don't have any French players. One, I speak some French, and normally they have very attractive wives, although a lot of them smoke.
I got... Well, it's number B, but I like C, too.
I know. I do, too. Thank you. Margo, you know what? I would buy a condo from you, but first I get in touch with Every Door Real Estate to make sure I'm getting the best deal. Here we go. Four. This is for the prize pack, which is really going to be something that the post office regrets sending you. Number four, Mariners Julio Rodriguez got this horrible thing said about him. Sherry.
A, his English is not tremendous. B, he's got a personality bigger than all of you combined. And C, Julio's taste in jewelry is a bit garish for my taste.
Margo.
I'm going to go with C.
No, Margo,
that's
you
actually
are too.
The only
no.
wrong answer. That
yes. You know what? Everybody's a winner. That's right. Muggle, congratulations. In a couple of days, you're going to even forget that you were on the radio. But then in about a week from now, a box will arrive with Jacob's weird handwriting on it. You'll think, is this something that I need to call the police about? But no, it's a prize pack. You'll go through in the entire, all of the stuffing that's inside and then think, I think that the stuff that's holding it in place is better than the actual prize pack. And you're right. Save the box. Margo, thanks for playing. And by the way, thank you for listening to the show. Are you a regular listener or are you just tuning in now just because you like Cairo's swag?
No, I absolutely love your sense of humor. I think you are incredible. And you guys make a great combo. So I enjoy your show all the time.
Okay, well, I'll get, because of that, another plug for Point Rustin. Point Rustin in Tacoma, where you can live, work, play, and dine. That's Point Rustin. And make sure you say hi to Margo. But first, make sure you go in there with Every Door Real Estate. That's right, Every Door Real Estate. Thanks, Margo. Bye. Have a great weekend. All right, a lot of people are writing about Trump. I need my computer back, by the way. All right. Give me a little bit of mailman while we're at it. We get the letters pouring in. Come on, hear me. Yeah, there's a mailman there.
I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman.
Yep.
Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman. If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
All right.
I don't like people.
All right. Can't get rid of that drop. Love that one. All right, Sherry, we'll get to the letter of the day, but first let's take care of all the rest.
Okay, drug possession, area code 425. John, what do they do if they pull over a speeding driver who has cocaine on them? They let them go with a speeding ticket? What if it's simple possession for the 18th time?
I know. Teeny tiny, what
Hello!
About that? Yeah, I guess she's been in that situation. 253, I didn't realize progressives like gun companies so much. With this new law, in effect, people are going to flock to buy guns more than ever.
253, huh? Oh, no. These are my friend's jeans. Meth? Heroin, too, you say? Officer, just because I borrow a friend's pants on occasion, and really doesn't everybody, that does not mean I'm a drug user. Frankly, I'm somewhat offended. The only crime I've committed, sir, is the crime of not checking the pockets.
That's right. Teeny? She's done the same thing. 253, in 28 years as a cop, almost every drug addict I found dope on claims that they're not his pants and not the purse, always borrowed it from someone else in apparel from a friend whose name didn't know or had no idea where they'd come from. Yeah, that's a what are your friend's pants? What's the guy's name that owns the pants? I don't know.
I just found him.
Mm-hmm. Tom's
this
absence.
Is Tom's,
what do you got?
Tom's absence, area code 360. What's wrong with Tom? I tuned in at 4:30 specifically to hear what Jesse Jones is doing for me, and Tom sounded really strange. Is he okay? Please tell him he's in our thoughts. Thank you.
Wow. Let's see. McDonald's clothing, 206. Are you kidding? I could buy pants from McDonald's. And Tracy, by the way, you sound great. Have a great weekend. Look at that person kissing up to Tracy.
This is sons versus daughters causing divorce, area code 206. It's because girls are drama from birth till they leave the house, and that only applies the boys from puberty till they leave the house.
206, what if the couple has a gender-neutral child? Yeah, then what happens?
253. I wanted a son, but I preferred my daughter way more. My son is kind of a smartass and not too bright.
360 wants me to write TV shows and has to throw in there, even with all the embellishments and exaggerations. That was totally unnecessary. Really unnecessary, 360. Movie theaters, 206 says, I sneak in a pint in and I buy a large soft drink, just like the pro sporting events or races this person goes to. That's good. Good plan.
This is Kyle in Olympia. I used to work at a manufacturing facility. Every time I walked through the office, one worker would put his call on hold, clear his throat. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle, last name goes here, Echo. Every time he did it, yeah. Got to admit, got a laugh out of it every single time. Pay the money, announce your friends.
My family has a tradition that whenever you walk back into the room, they applaud. It's the stupidest thing, but people like it. Trump at CPAC, 206 says, are you talking about Trump? He will talk about the Stop the Steal, how he won the election, probably will mention March 6th, and say, join me in D.C. right.
253, Trump will not run. He knows he'll lose, and he's not willing nor courageous enough to risk that.
You are a rude, terrible person.
That's right. There you go. Let's see. I'll go into school openings. 425 says, FYI, it's not a tuba. It's a sousaphone. Okay. FYI.
Yeah. 206. I played the trumpet from fifth grade until graduating high school. I had braces and carried a toothbrush and paste in my trumpet case to make sure I had clean teeth. I loved being in a marching band.
That's good. Nuclear Codes 253 says, well, Hannity and Bunga Gingo, whatever his name is, how could it not be true and accurate? Bongino, from what I've heard, sounds a lot like Trump's people tell me. It's just all ridiculous.
OnlyFans mom, area code 253. It's not disruptive for the kids. It's disruptive for the husbands.
Uh-huh. And John's River Dives, 253, Dougie likes to watch. John likes to be watched. Nothing odd, creepy, or troubling about that. Just two men enjoying the great outdoors. Oh, God. Jacob, did you write that?
No, I did not.
All right. And now it is time for the letter of the day.
Yes, letter of the day. Here we go.
All right, area code 253. Letter of the day here. I love the way the guest hostess says area code. So, 253-253-425-435-425-360.
Yeah, because sometimes you say 253. Like, where the hell do you get that from? 253. What is that, Sherry? Huh?
Sorry.
That's
I'm
all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Trying to make it your own.
No more.
Get your clarinet out and start practicing.
I will.
All right, let's do another hour. Don't go anywhere.